Gentlemen, or no, the Bears.
I'm sorry, I was completely ignoring you. I was talking to some soldiers and folks in Kuwait down the line, believe it or not, as technology being what it is, I just can't believe it. So cool. they called in a little bit early. I say we bring them right in right now before we get to Fan 5.
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
You bet.
I'm going to pot them up right now. And there's about a second delay, so you guys just understand that. We're throwing to Tom Lyons. Tom, of course, with Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Tom, are you there?
Good morning from Kuwait.
What is going on in Kuwait as we speak?
Alan, for phone. Yeah, we're broadcasting from the USO tent at Camp Virginia in Kuwait. We're out here visiting with the Minnesota National Guard's 1st Brigade Combat Team, the 34th Infantry Division Red Bulls. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon here, and it's been a sunny day, about 75 degrees. Last night we were outside for some activities, and it was about 56, but it felt like about 25.
Of course,
today is Veterans Day. Go ahead.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to ask you about anyways, Tom. What does this day mean to you? Sounds like, again, it's 5 o'clock over there, so you've had the entire day to think about it. What does Veterans Day mean to you?
You know, we've been talking about that today as we've been traveling from camp to camp, and Veterans Day back in the States is a fantastic thing. You recognize all the veterans of all the wars, but over here it's just another day at the office. The convoys are running. The Minnesota Red Bull Infantry Division are out working hard. They're doing a great job escorting the troops and the equipment out of Iraq, getting ready to shut out the lights. And I wish everybody from Minnesota could see all the good hard work they're doing, and they're doing it safely, and they're working hard, and we should be proud of them.
Tom, I've actually had a chance to do that very thing, to head over there and spend some days, two in Kuwait, seven or eight, I believe it was, in Iraq. But how many people are there with the National Guard out of Minnesota from the Red Bulls? And we understand also that there's one with you right now.
There is one. I don't have an exact number, but there's about 2,600, maybe a few more, of the Minnesota National Guard 1st Brigade Combat Team over here. And they come from every county in the state. They come from all over Minnesota. And I want to introduce you guys to the specialist, Bob Brown from Anoka. Say hello to the superstar.
Hey, how are you guys doing out there?
How are you, sir? We appreciate your service, first of all. Happy Veterans Day. And I'm going up to the big Anoka game tonight. They're in Osseo tonight in the state playoffs.
Yeah, that's actually pretty ironic for me, Star, because I'm from Anoka, but I live in Osseo currently, so...
That's amazing. So I'll be up in your hometown, and wherever you were living before you went overseas, Anoka's looking pretty good. So I'll tell you what, you got good taste.
Well, thank you very much, Star.
And I hear again, Specialist Brown, that you are a giant sports fan, and I would guess that makes you a Vikings fan, of course, a Twins fan, a Timberwolves fan, a Wild fan. Monday Night Football we have this week, I'm sure, is a strange time of day for you, but are you going to find a way to watch your Vikings beat the Packers on Monday night?
Oh, you bet. We've got it planned out. Everyone's going to be up 4 a.m. sharp, and we're going to take in the game. The only thing bringing morale down here is Packer fans, so hopefully the Vikes can pull out a win. But everyone's pretty excited for it, the Gophers too.
So what is your detail for today? It's up and at it. I know you've been up and at it, but what was today like for you? I'm sure all pretty much the same, but what was it like today on Veterans Day?
It was a pretty standard day. We were just going about our 9-to-5. I was actually with a unit. I went on a convoy with them, the first of the 194 Armor Battalion. I got a chance to roll up north with those guys to Iraq and see them hard at work. And we all returned back to base safe and sound. And, you know, we're filming some shout-outs so people can say hi to their loved ones back home. I'm a broadcaster in the Army, so got some stuff planned with the Vikings, and people are really excited about it. So that's pretty much been my day today, Star.
And Bob, speaking of that, we had Bill Pop on yesterday to talk about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and talking about how Twin Cities area McDonald's are trying to raise money for the family of military families. And talk about what that means to you to be overseas and the stress and worry that you have maybe of your family back home and how important it is that they're taken care of when you guys are overseas.
Oh, it's huge. I actually had a chance to meet Mr. Pop up at Camp Ripley before we headed out to Kuwait. And our families mean everything to us out here. It's our number one concern. So to know that there's organizations like that out there tending to their needs and doing positive things like that, it's a great thing, and everyone appreciates it out here.
Believe it or not, we are live to Kuwait on Veterans Day, talking to Specialist Bob Brown of Osseo/Anoka. It's been a great honor for us to talk to you, Bob, and thank you so much for your service. Please spread the word that the Power Trip and KFAN, that we love you guys and we thank you, you guys and gals over there, that we thank you so much for what you're doing, and we are thanking of you and your families and your families on Veterans Day. And I know, Tom Lyons, you've got a special broadcast coming up on Sunday you wanted to mention as well.
We do. One of the reasons to come over here was to do some call-ins and promos and check on our Minnesota National Guard troops. But the special deal is Sunday morning, 7 a.m., Minnesota Military Radio on AM 1130. We're going to have the commander of the 1st Brigade Red Bulls, 1st Brigade Combat Team with us. And he's going to be live as my co-host for the hour. And we're going to get an update on all the great work that the Minnesota National Guard is doing to help our troops exit Iraq, the troops and the equipment coming out. And from what I've seen, guys, you should be proud. The Minnesota National Guard's working every day around the clock, and convoys running, and they're getting the job done, and it's getting it done safe. So that's Minnesota Military Radio Hour, Sunday morning at 7 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Good to talk to you guys, and thanks for having us on.
Sir, quick question for you. Do you, with the Red Bull Infantry, would you by chance know Jeff Gardner?
No, I actually, the name doesn't ring a bell meets us, but on a personal note, and I speak for a lot of people here, your stand-up act is huge. So we're all following you. That closely.
It's the nicest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. God bless all you guys. You guys are brilliant. Whatever you guys do is more than I could ever even imagine doing. Everybody, we love you back here.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, guys. Be careful.
Thanks for
over
having
there.
Us on, man.
We'll talk to you when you get back. Thank you, guys.
Happy Veterans Day.
Take care, and there you go. Live from Kuwait, the 34th Red Bulls over there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Specialist Bob Brown from Osseo making time to come on. And Tom Lyons, as always, doing a great job with the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.